They're a consumer ripoff because, unlike any other form of legal gambling in this state, no one knows what the payoff is. People go in, and there's no guarantee of a payoff at all.
Ohio Attorney General Mike DeWine said 820 such companies had registered their businesses, and he figured a conservative estimate that on average each one owns 10 storefronts means 8,000 have popped up all over the state. The internet cafes and sweepstakes stores are raking in millions, DeWine said, because they're not being taxed like the four full-scale gambling casinos that voters okayed with a constitutional amendment. The AG stressed he's told operators of these smaller operations they're illegal since they're selling gambling that hasn't been okayed by lawmakers or the voters. But they've ignored him and have kept expanding.
Just like pigs at a trough, they thought they could get up there and get a lot real quick. And if the legislature decides to do something in a couple of years, fine, we've made all this money.
At many of the internet cafes and sweepstakes stores, customers buy phone cards, then use them to play games on what look a lot like electronic slot machines. The owners contend they're selling phone cards, but critics have said the cards are just a means to an end, selling illegal gaming. The AG testified few customers simply buy the cards and leave, so it's obvious gambling is the lure.
An Ohio man called my office to tell us his wife ran up $65,000 in credit card charges in internet cafes and skill game parlors. About 40% of the individuals seeking help for problem gambling at Maryhaven, a facility here in Franklin County, say that internet sweepstakes are their game of choice.
Defenders of the industry will get a chance to testify at a later hearing of this legislative panel, but they were still eager to voice their arguments in interviews. There was Maurice Thompson, lawyer for a think tank that you could describe with any one of several labels.
Libertarian is fine, conservative is fine, limited government, free market, capitalist, pro-business, but not pro-cronyism. And that's what this bill is. This is the casinos deciding they want to ban their competition, coming to the state house, and they and the politicians that they're funding are the true, quote, pigs at the trough in this scenario.
He vowed if legislators pass this bill into law, his group will help challenge it in court as unconstitutional discrimination, favoring some businesses over others.
Our position is that even unpopular businesses should have a right to operate.
But to that concept, the sponsor of the shutdown bill had a response. State Representative Matt Hoffman testified to the committee.
Shouldn't everybody be able to have whatever business they want? Yeah, but there's a reason why we have a limited number of permits for alcohol in one location in the state of Ohio. Because at some point, we understand that more drinking causes more problems. And we understand that the more gambling you have, the more problems that you're going to have.
A lobbyist for dozens of the internet cafes and sweepstakes stores listened as Hoffman testified about the need to regulate some businesses like bars. Luther Liggett said, fine, regulate our industry too. Just don't go overboard as this proposal would.
Regulation's okay. We're willing to come to the table and account. That's not a problem. But where we draw the line is putting them out of business.
But while Liggett offered what he characterized as compromise, he wouldn't budge on one point. He insisted the storefronts are not selling illegal gambling because, he said, they're simply offering sweepstakes, and many huge corporations like McDonald's offer them without being accused of wrongdoing. Bill Cohen at the Ohio Public Radio State House News Bureau.